Managing Your Soundscapes for Better Mental Health, an Akoyo Guide. Mental health affects all aspects of our lives, including our thoughts, actions, emotions. So, we exercise more, get better sleep, and seek counseling and therapy to improve our mental health. However, we often overlook how we are affected by our personal soundscapes, the sound environments in which we all live, work, and relax. Research shows that our soundscapes can directly impact our mental and even physical health. Sounds and noises around us can have both positive and negative effects. The more we encourage positive sounds and reduce negative sounds in our personal soundscapes, the better we feel and the more clearly we think. If we understand how sound affects our brains and our bodies, then we can use sound to actually improve our overall health and well-being. Natural responses to sounds. Our brains are constantly processing the sounds of our environment. Our physical and mental responses to sound depend on several factors, including predictability, meaning, loudness, and the complexity of the sounds we hear. Different sounds can invoke different states and emotions, such as stress and discomfort, nails on a chalkboard, excitement, upbeat music, or calmness, nature sounds. Negative sounds or noise. Intense or loud sounds might put us in a fight-or-flight mode, activating the cerebral cortex, stirring our emotions, and preparing our body to take action. When we hear sounds that could indicate danger, our amygdala in our brainstem releases cortisol, the stress hormone, and puts our mind and body on high alert. So, the regular presence of noise or even unwanted sounds can be a stressor that overloads the central nervous system and causes heightened levels of anxiety. Environmental noise can cause high levels of anxiety, frustration, anger, and even irritability. It can also impact our ability to relax or remain calm. Recent research found that people who were highly annoyed by the presence of unwanted noise were at a 55% higher risk of experiencing anxiety and a 19% higher risk for mental health problems. Unwanted sounds can also disturb our sleep. Adequate quality sleep is critical for our mental and physical health. Noise can make it difficult to fall asleep and/or stay asleep. Over time, disruptive sleep negatively impacts our overall well-being because it can make us less productive, more irritable, and more prone to depression. Positive sounds. Of course, some sounds, like the sounds of nature or music, have positive effects on our mood and mental health. Exposure to pleasant, natural sounds improve mental health, stress, and cognitive performance, such as thinking, reasoning, and information processing. Water sounds, like rain, babbling brooks, and waterfalls, often have the greatest impact on positive mental health. Birdsong can help reduce stress and annoyance. The music we enjoy can significantly increase our ability to relax or focus. Finding ways to infuse these sounds into our daily lives can change our emotions, our attitude, our outlook, our everyday living. Our personal soundscapes. We all experience unique soundscapes in different areas of our lives. For example, sounds at work differ from sounds at home, and the sounds we encounter in our varied environments impact our health differently. Managing workplace sound. In a survey of 1,000 office workers, 44% of respondents felt that noise negatively impacted their overall well-being, and 40% stated noise at work caused them to feel stressed. Problematic and irritating sounds in the workplace include the following: colleagues' conversations, laughter, telephone ringtones, door slamming, coughing and sneezing, music. Findings suggest that a significant portion of people would benefit from better managing their soundscapes at work, leading to increased productivity and job satisfaction. For example, businesses could use low-level white noise generators in and around the hallways to help limit overflow noise coming into an office or out of a conference room. As an added benefit, they also help keep conversations more private. Sound level meters are often required in noisy workplaces, like factories or construction sites. But installing sound level meters, even in relatively quiet office environments, raises awareness and helps people be more careful and considerate about workplace noise. Of course, earplugs can help reduce noise, and some earbuds come with software to cancel noise and isolate verbal communication over background noise. Managing soundscapes at home. Similarly, taking control of our soundscapes at home, in the car, or even on vacation can improve mental and emotional health. White noise generators are extremely useful for masking unfamiliar sounds that might otherwise disrupt sleep. Earplugs and earbuds can protect hearing, and closed-circuit headsets can improve communication for outdoor activities like cycling, hiking, or water sports. With a little attention and care, our home and recreational soundscapes can be managed to increase our relaxation, reduce our stress, and improve our overall happiness. Keep in mind, your personal soundscape matters. Most people take their personal soundscapes, work, home, school, for granted. For better or worse, we simply get used to all the sounds in our environment over time. Taking time to notice the sounds around you can help you increase positive sounds and eliminate negative noise from your daily routines. Try the Akoyo Soundscape Journal for 1 week and learn how you can optimize the sound and noise around you for better productivity, energy, and health. You can find the Akoyo Soundscape Journal at akoyo.com. Sound therapy, music therapy, and mental health. Professional therapists use sound and music to help patients achieve significant benefits in mental, emotional, and physical health. We can learn from their techniques on how to improve our personal soundscapes too. Sound therapy. In sound therapy, therapists often use tonal and/or rhythmic instruments, such as gongs, singing bowls, or tuning forks. In their sessions, they may also use natural sounds, such as the sound of moving water. The aim of sound therapy is to achieve emotional balance. Many people experience an emotional release during sound therapy sessions, with expressions ranging from laughter to crying, helping them feel more balanced as the session concludes. Researchers from the University of California, San Diego studied sound therapy using Tibetan singing bowls, which produce long, sustained tones at different pitches while listeners hear and feel the vibrations. Participants experienced significant benefits, including decreases in tension, anxiety, and depression, along with increases in spiritual well-being. Another study focused on the specific effects of rhythm in sound therapy. These researchers discovered that auditory beats or synthesized pulses of low-frequency sounds improved both mood and the ability to think more clearly. Occasional participation in sound therapy sessions may be helpful for those of us who experience significant stress or want greater emotional balance, but we can also use similar ideas at work and at home to improve our personal soundscapes. For example, we might install wind chimes or occasionally use Tibetan singing bowls in our home or office. We can play audio tracks designed with natural sounds, sustained tones, and auditory beats. Such background sounds are especially effective for increasing relaxation and improving sleep. Music therapy. Music therapy is a specific kind of sound therapy. In addition to helping to calm and relax patients, music therapy can also help people process their emotions, particularly those associated with trauma or grief. Music therapy may involve listening to music, playing music, analyzing song lyrics, or even writing songs. According to the American Music Therapy Association, music therapy can help participants manage stress, express feelings, improve communication, and find better overall health and wellness. It can even help with depression, trauma, and schizophrenia. Music engages neurochemical systems in the brain, including the systems for reward, motivation, pleasure, immunity, and social connection. So it can help us feel safer, more connected, more motivated, and even happier. Plus, the way our brain responds to music is also linked to somatic markers, physical sensations in our body. So music literally affects our minds and our bodies and can help improve our physical and mental health. Most of us already listen to music as part of our daily routines. Perhaps we could listen to new kinds of music, like jazz, classical, folk, or world music to create a new experience for our minds. Learning and playing an instrument improves our mental health and increases our brain power. So tinker at the piano, dust off the old guitar, or learn something entirely new. You won't regret it. Conclusion. Managing your soundscape can help you better manage your mental health and overall well-being. Start by making an inventory of your personal soundscapes and consider how the sounds in your environment impact you on a daily basis. Then, proactively manage the sounds in your environment. There are many options to consider, including noise-canceling devices, adding music and nature sounds, perhaps even professional sound and/or music therapy sessions. Experts say you'll feel better, think better, and be happier. And that sounds good. Thank you for listening to this Akoyo guide. You can find this and other free guides at akoyo.com. This guide is part of our Managing Your Soundscape series. Also check out the other series, Healthy Conversations About Hearing Loss, to learn about how to start the hearing loss conversation with parents, teens, and other family members. You can also learn which questions to ask your audiologist. Guide content and this audio recording are copyrighted by Akoyo. For more information about how to use our content, please visit akoyo.com.